Gingrich opened his rally at Spokane's Bing Crosby Theater with outrage that after a base burnt, quote, radical Islamist materials and Korans, two American soldiers were killed as retaliation. He says the destroying of suspicious literature has been blown into a huge incident.
The president apologized for the burning, but I haven't seen the president demand that the government of Afghanistan apologize for the killing of two young Americans.
Gingrich says religious intolerance occurs around the world, and it's not the president's responsibility to offer apologies. The former Speaker of the House focused the remainder of his rally on job creation and lowering the gas price to $2.50 per gallon. He says he'll do this by encouraging fossil fuel drilling in North America and will endorse the Keystone Pipeline. Energy issues were one reason Howard and Joan Pettibone came to the rally in Spokane, and they got to sit in the front row.
I can't believe front row up there. Did you kiss him?
If you're going to go first class.
We were in the front row.
I know. We were sitting up there watching you. That's how I knew you were.
Howard is actually a precinct committee officer for the upcoming Republican caucus. He and Jones say they plan to vote for Gingrich.
He wants to get rid of Obamacare, get those blooming czars out that you never hear about. I've never heard a blooming thing they've done. All they do is get paid.
His energy policies, the fact that he has the experience, that he has balanced budgets and has put people to work.
Gingrich and his wife impressed the Pettibones.
Calista and I are very grateful for your help. Thank you very, very much.
And Gingrich says Washington can make an impression too. He says the state could make a big difference in the GOP presidential campaign because it hosts the last caucus before Super Tuesday. Washington's straw poll caucus occurs March 3rd. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.
Free and easy down the road I go.